CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
I didn't know you were here.
Oh, I just dropped in to say hello.
I called you, dear, but I guess you didn't hear me.
No. Well, are you all set to go to Europe?
Oh, I hope so. Mm-hmm. So far, I've managed to get together about $1,600. I'd like to find a couple hundred more somewhere, but at least I know I can get by.
Well, I'm only taking $1,800 out of my savings here, and I will have to get by. I do hope you're allowed for extras, such as tours you'll take and taxis and souvenirs, to say nothing of the presents you want to bring back.
Oh, presents. I won't be bringing back any expensive presents. I know that.
No. You are allowed $500 apiece to buy things you don't have to pay customs duty on, you know.
Oh, well, Aunt Effie and I won't be spending any $500 on presents, will we?
I should say not. Well, you really can buy such lovely things over there, such a beautiful Italian linen, mm-hmm. that you pay a fortune for over here.
Uh-huh.
Then all those lovely cashmere woolens in England, and the magnificent china and crystal in mm-hmm. several of the countries. Mm-hmm. My dear, you must buy some Venetian glass.
Oh, well, I'm afraid I won't be buying very much at all,
Mr. Well, I know how you feel, but I also know how you're going to feel when you get there. You're going to be just sick when you see some of the exquisite things you can buy for so much less than you pay here. And duty-free. Certainly you'll want to buy some perfume in Paris. You'd be foolish not to.
Well, if you don't have it to spend, Miss Houston, you just don't have it.
I know, but I do think you should go over the list of your definite expenses,
uh-huh.
like hotels and transportations and meals, because I know from experience that it's the extra things you forgot to count on that really add up.
Yes. Mm. Oh, dear. I guess we'd better do some more figuring, Aunt Effie.
Every time taxes go up, many voices are heard to mutter, there's got to be a limit somewhere. So we look around for something to eliminate, and depending on our own personal politics, we might fix a baleful eye on foreign aid, the new schoolhouse, public housing, or that new sewage system. Well, I've got something here for you to slash the costs of. Did you know that every year we spend over 50 million tax dollars to remove litter from our primary highways? Not to mention millions more spent by counties and cities removing litter from roads and streets. Just think what a saving it would mean in cold, hard cash if people stopped throwing litter out of their car windows for the government to pick up at everybody's expense. Or if picnickers collected their litter and put it into proper receptacles instead of leaving it scattered. Or if pedestrians held on to their newspapers, candy wrappers, or empty cigarette packages until they passed a litter basket. Keep America beautiful. And save money.
My goodness, I don't see why you're so worried, dear, just because of what Miss Houston said. She can afford to spend anything she wants on Venetian glass or Italian tablecloth.
No, it isn't that, Aunt Effie. It's what she said about extras.
Hmm?
You know, the extra things you never count on. Like postcards and stamps.
Well, they don't cost much.
Every little thing adds up, Aunt Effie. You know, we never thought of all the little things.
Well, as I said before, dear, if you don't have it, you don't spend it.
Now,
you say you have $1,600.
About that.
Well, don't say about that. Now, let's go over it and see exactly what you have. I've got a pencil and paper, so I'll write it down.
No, I've got it on my desk here somewhere.
No. You had $536 to begin with that you saved years ago for a trip to Europe, right?
Yes, I've got it
all. Now, I'm the humorist. Now, then you got $200 for the story about the abominable snowman that he sold. Did he give you the money?
Yes, mm-hmm. He cashed the check mm-hmm. and gave it to me. Mm-hmm. Where'd I put all my papers? I've been sitting on week after week.
Now, never mind, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Now, that's $736.
Uh-huh.
Then you sold Mrs. Houston the hall settle for $200.
Yes. I thought I put things in the top drawer. It's a magnificent
thing. Then your mother rented the upstairs of her house, and she's giving you the rent from that.
Yes.
What rent was she charging again?
30.
Goodness.
That lovely upstairs, and all she gets is 30. Hmm. Well, it's such a small town, Aunt Effie. She was lucky to rent it at all. Oh. She had everything in the top drawer.
When did she start renting it?
February. And all my figures are brown envelope.
Now, that's 6 months' rent you'll get. 180 more. Then didn't you say you saved a little here and there?
Yes. Let me see. That was $72.
Mm-hmm.
72. I'm sure Betsy gets into this drawer. She rummages around for pencils.
Now, what other money do you have?
Find anything. Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That only comes to $1,188.
No, Aunt Effie, you must have added wrong.
I don't think so, but I'll add it over.
Look, I've gone over at least 100 times the last few weeks, so I know you must have added wrong. Anyhow, don't bother. I've got all my figures here someplace. It's about $1,600. I know the answer. I think it comes out exactly to $1,596.
Well, I have not added wrong. $1,188.
Oh,
here it is.
Three.
I don't believe I'm the one around here who is inclined to be wrong when it comes to arithmetic.
No. I know, it's not my strong suit. But I've added and added the money, and
I'm
blue in the face. I know I've got more than this.
Well, what do you add it up to? Well, isn't it right?
Well, yes, it's right, but it's wrong. I know I have more money than this.
Oh, where's everybody?
And I know it's wrong. I don't know what's wrong, but I know it's wrong.
I know you've been saying all along it was up to 1600, but you never sat down with me and said it.
Well, hi.
Oh, it was weeks ago, Aunt Effie. Don't remember, I showed you my figuring, and I said...
Didn't anybody speaking to me?
Exactly what I hide, dear. I showed you this paper, Aunt Effie.
We did not go over
each
item.
Aunt Effie.
I know we didn't.
Yes, hello. Well, you can see what I wrote down.
Thank you. Are we, as usual, in this household, faced with some...
Crisis? Aunt Effie figured out the money I have for Europe, and she only gets $1,188 when she adds it up.
That's right.
And I can't find the papers. I figured it out a dozen times. But I know I have $1,600.
Calm down.
Well, haven't I said to you hundreds of times I've the money up to nearly $1,600?
Well, I can't see how you got only $1,600, dear. You can see for yourself what's down here.
Okay. I know what's going to happen.
All right. Where's the list?
Right here.
I know what's going to happen.
Now, she had $536 saved. She started with that.
Oh, you know that, Aunt Effie.
Well, that's all right. Now, let's go over each thing. And I gave you the $200 for the story that... you girls wrote about my experience with an abominable snowman.
Mm-hmm. That's listed right there, dear.
Boy, when I think of that guy coming out here to interview me that day...
Please, let's not start something about that again, now.
And here's the $200 she got from Miss Houston when you sold her the hall settle I gave you for your housewarming present.
Aunt Effie, you urged me to sell it to her. You said you didn't care at all. I was the one who...
Oh, it was quite all right. My feelings weren't hurt a bit.
All right.
$200 for the hall settled. Now, what else? What's this $180?
That's what her mother's giving her from the money she gets for renting the upstairs of that house. And the other $72 she saved from here and there.
Allowance and grocery money, things like that.
Now, doesn't that add up to
$1,188? Yes, it certainly does.
Well, it's wrong. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong, but something's wrong. I could just find my papers. I know. Oh, they're over here in this chair. I was looking at them this morning. Here. Here's the total.
$1,596.
Mm-mm.
How the heck did you get that? Wait a minute. Let me compare the list here.
I knew I had, Mother.
What's the $660? Aunt Effie doesn't have that down. That's where the difference is.
Let me see. Oh, well, that's the
No, I don't.
Rent money.
From Mother. Oh, I put that down here, $180.
Oh, well, that's a mistake.
You said she got $30 a month, and it'll be 6 months' rent.
Yeah, that's right, $180. Aunt Effie's right. Where'd you get $660? Huh? Did you hear me? I said, where did you get...
Yes, I heard you. I'm trying to think. Who's put down $660?
$130 a month for 6 months is not $660.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, that isn't the way I figured. I mean, I know it's $660. I can't think how I got that. Just a minute. I got dozens of pieces of paper here. Figuring scraps all over. I know I've got it. Here it is. The 30, dear, is multiplied by 22. That's right. That makes $660.
Where did you get the 22?
Wait! It will be 22 weeks Mother has rented the upstairs of her house.
Let me see what your major mistake, honey.
Oh, but darling, your mother's getting $30 a month, not $30 a week. Oh, honey, you knew that. Well, that darling, don't look so stricken. Look, I'll call your mother long distance right away and make sure.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. One evening back in 1955, an unknown actor stepped on stage on Broadway as the leading actor in a comedy called No Time for Sergeants. He turned to the audience, grinned, and said, "Howdy." And from that moment on, the first night audience was in the palm of his hand. And Andy Griffith has zoomed to national attention as one of America's brightest funny men. Now starring in Broadway's hit musical Destry Rides Again, Andy Griffith also stars on the CBS radio network in his own nightly comedy spree, The Andy Griffith Show. But that's not all. The Andy Griffith Show is only one segment in CBS Radio's great new hour of evening comedy. Along with Andy, you can hear America's favorite husband and wife comedy team, George Burns and Gracie Allen. And that's still not all. With Andy Griffith and Burns and Allen in this new hour of comedy are a magnificently zany pair of comedians, Bob and Ray. More still, you bet, the newcomers have all teamed up with those long-standing favorites, Amos and Andy. Hear them all on CBS Radio's new evening hour of comedy every Monday through Friday. You'll love them.
Well, I got dinner started. What did your mother say?
We haven't talked to her. The line is busy. They're going to call back.
Well, I don't see how you could have multiplied the number of weeks instead of months. And you've always said yourself she was getting $30 a month rent.
Yes, yeah, that's right. That's what you've always said.
I know.
Well,
just that Mother once rented one of the bedrooms and she got $5 a week for it. And I knew this was by the month, but somehow I thought week when I was figuring.
Well, it's just a shame.
It's a shame. It's worse than that. I won't be able to go to your
home.
I've got $500 less than I thought I had, and even at that, I needed more.
Yeah. Well, darling, honey, I don't know what to say. I wish I had it to give you.
No, you don't, dear. It's not your fault. My goodness, I guess the world isn't coming to an end if I don't go to Europe. Haven't you spent your money building me this lovely home last year? Just...
Oh.
Let me get it, dear. I don't want her to think anything's wrong to be so disappointed.
Oh.
Hello? Hello, Mother? No, nothing's wrong. Oh, no, just got a cold. No, just taking my travel money, Mother. Oh, no, there's no rush about spending the $180, Mother. This isn't much. I think you're just wonderful. Oh, yes, we're so excited. Yes, we hope to sail July 31st unless something comes up, you know.
Oh, dear. I never wished more in my life that I was a millionaire.
Oh, yeah, you and me both, Aunt Effie. It's going to break her heart if I have to cancel your reservation.
Now, listen. There's still 3 weeks to go. Anything can happen. So I say, don't give up the ship. We may get on it yet.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Edith Gresham, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast, a demi-live radio of yesteryear. Aloha, speaking.